In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There are many people, probably just about everyone at one time in their life, who have grandiose plans for what they're going to do. And some people, you know, have sketched it out for years in advance. Well, I'm going to get this job, and I'm going to live in this place, and I'm going to build this house, and then I'm going to retire, and I'm going to have this, and this, and this, and this, and then I'm going to die peacefully in my bed. That's what we think is going to happen, and yet rare is that person whose plan turns out the way they want it to. For most of us, it's a good thing that our plans don't turn out the way that we want them to do, because, you know, think about it sometimes. Where did you picture yourself today, and where are you today? And most of the time, you know, if we're attentive to God, we realize that he has taken us where we need to be rather than where we want to be. And whether where we need to be is a better place in the long term than where we want to be. And so when we hear in our first reading from our very own St. James, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we shall go into such a place and such a town, spend a year doing business and make a profit, you have no idea what your life will be like tomorrow." That is true of all of us. Really, you know, what we need to realize is that we're utterly dependent upon God. And the things of this world, really, they'll pass away. Think about the parable that our Lord told about the man who had such a bountiful harvest that he said, "Yeah, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down all my storage buildings. I'm going to build new ones that will hold everything. And then I don't need to worry about anything. I'll eat, drink, and be merry." And that night the Lord said to him, "Your life has been required of you." We need to recognize our utter dependence upon God and really recognize and trust in him, because he sees things in a way that we can't see them. And because he is our loving Father, he's not going to give us a stone when we ask for a loaf of bread, or a snake when we ask for a fish. God is going, if we place ourselves in his hands, he's going to take us where we need to be for our salvation and the salvation of others. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.